Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Nice to have you along. We're already a seggy behind, so we got to get some hot NIL talk now. Do not clip that, you son of a bitch. There's another one. Yeah. I hate it. I hate it.
Add
hate
it to the pile.
I hate it. But I said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there is a school who has lost all 14 of its players.
That hurts a little bit.
In its basketball program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good program.
Oh. I haven't seen it.
I bet you want me to tell you who it is.
I would assume. Otherwise, it's going to get a little awkward. There's a lot of schools for me to guess.
It's we'll Baylor. Try. It's Baylor.
Oh, I did see. Yeah. Well, you mentioned BYU. We got one of their guards.
Baylor.
Yeah, we got one of their better
yeah,
guards.
Yeah, Rob Wright just signed. So this is the problem that people have, is that Rob Wright signed $1 million NIL deal to stay at Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got $3 million from BYU, and he left Baylor.
We gave him $3 million bucks.
That's the report.
Hey, look at us. Although some of that stuff, I always, you know, everyone always denies that. When I'm not certain if those sorts of numbers are getting thrown around like that. I mean, that's a lot of cash. But apparently he signed a deal, and we came up with a better one.
But shouldn't you have to, like, if you sign a deal, I mean, can't they?
This is problematic, yes.
Dude. It's got to be binding in some way, doesn't it?
And this is the issue, whether you're going to talk about the Nico thing at Tennessee or this. How do I put it? At least in the NFL or anything else, right? Any other league where there's holdouts, contract negotiations, there's some sort of structure to it, right? Like there's penalties, whether it's financial and years accrued. The problem that you have in the NCAA is there really is no structure whatsoever. You literally have the wild, wild west, and you can blame the NCAA, and you probably should, because they fought this thing for years and years and years. And you know, this idea that it's ruining the sport. I'm not going to say it's ruining the sport. Obviously, the numbers are quite high, and interest is up. But there eventually does need to be some form of structure. You can't have it where you have a guy agreeing to terms with his team, signing a deal for $1 million, and then 2 weeks later be like, no, I got a better one over here. Otherwise, if you're a coach, there's no way for you to ever plan your roster.
I know. That's the hard part. It's like, they have to fix that. And they will. It's just right now it's the wild, wild west, and there's another example.
My guess is eventually it's just going to come to it where there's going to be some sort of binding deal where if you take the money to stay at Baylor, you can't get money to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know,
pretty simple.
It's not that hard to figure out. The problem is that once you start doing that, and this is, I see all the Twitter warriors out there that are always like, well, this, and this, and they want all these things in place. But the problem is, and this goes back to the NCAA being the issue, yes, I think that there are a lot of these kids that are getting really bad advice and are really doing shady kind of underhand things. But the NCAA cannot come over the top and be heavy-handed and start imposing rules because none of this is collectively bargained, and the NCAA doesn't want it to be. So the NCAA is talking out of both sides of their mouth. They're saying, on one hand, we can't operate like this. But on the other hand, they're saying, we don't want them to be employees. And if they were just to admit that they were employees, then you could collectively bargain this. You could actually come up with some rules to be put in place, and then contracts could be enforced. So that's the only issue here that I have with the NCAA is you can't have it both ways. And for years, well, decades, that's what they did. They're like, oh, we're not a business. We're amateurs, but everyone makes money but the kids. And now, oh, the kids can make money, but we want all these rules in place, but we don't want to give the kids any opportunity to participate in how the rules are set. So someone just has to pull their head out of their ass, and it will happen eventually.
Well, doesn't it start with the
house settlement?
The settlement?
Yes.
If we get the settlement, that will start the ball rolling on all of this.
I would hope so.
Because they're waiting on that.
Yes.
Because they need to know what the parameters are of what they have to pay.
Yes. And then you'll have the schools will be more directly involved in the NIL payments. And then once that happens, whether that's Congress granting antitrust rules or them coming to a collective bargaining agreement, which some people think eventually that's going to happen, and we do consider them employees, one of those two things has to change. Because for now, if you try to limit a kid, he just sues. And every time they sue, they win because the NCAA is wrong. You cannot like it. But they're wrong because the courts are saying it over and over again, which is kind of the funny thing in that, remember, Tennessee sued to give Nico and his family the $8 million as a high school kid. They sued and they won and then they burned him. Someone else pointed this out too in, you know, like with Tennessee and their quarterback, they knew what they were doing. That kid was only going to go who paid him the most money. That's all. His dad from the very get-go said, I am looking for the biggest amount for my son. And Tennessee came up with it. So when you buy a kid whose sole reason for going there is money, should you be surprised when he starts looking for more? Did you also hear what he did with his brother, the little Nico?
So it wasn't White Lotus-y, was it?
No, it was not. So the younger brother of Nico, I guess he was a kind of a big high school recruit out of California, the middle of his senior season, transferred 3 games in and said he wanted a quote better opportunity, transferred to a school in season, never played again. And then he and one of his friends were committed to UCLA. And then at the last minute flipped, went to Arkansas because Arkansas gave him more money, had never even visited Arkansas, but committed on the spot because Arkansas gave him more money. So this has been that family's MO the entire time. They are in it for one thing and one thing only. How much money can we get? And schools are going to have to wisen up. Until there is some rules in place that prevents this sort of stuff, it is up to schools to pull their head out of their ass and say, I don't care how talented this kid is. I'm not interested because this kid will burn me.
Well, Tennessee kind of did.
Tennessee did.
And the schools are not really lining up for Nico either.
No.
I mean, it sounds like the report is today that he's going to UCLA.
Yep.
And it was what's the guy's name? Joel Klatt,
yeah,
who said that on Colin's show, he said he had been hearing that UCLA just got a big influx of NIL money.
Yeah.
So, but now they're saying he's not going to, I don't know, but he's probably going to UCLA because nobody else really wants him.
No.
And his family came out and said that it wasn't about money, it was about the Tennessee offense.
His family is so pathetic. They just are. It's a pathetic group. And look, there's always been this. There's always been these guys, and sometimes you roll the dice on them, and I don't want to call out anyone names, but Oregon's taken some of these kids before. Whenever you're going through the recruiting process, you know what kid is looking for a handout, and you know, and everyone now is looking for money because you can, but there's a difference between a kid who's looking to get paid and a kid who's only interested in getting paid. Those are two separate things. Remember OJ Mayo. Right? When OJ Mayo, the story behind him, he was the number one high school basketball player in the country. And he called, who was the USC basketball coach?
Tim Floyd.
A representative of OJ Mayo called Tim Floyd. By the way, this is long before you could pay kids. And literally told Tim Floyd, do you want OJ Mayo on your team? And Tim Floyd was like, yeah, I'd love it. Can we meet him? And they're like, no, but he's interested. OJ Mayo went to USC and he was from like Jersey. He committed to go to USC and Tim Floyd had never even spoken to him. And so you knew if you're Tim Floyd, you know what you're doing. You know what kind of kid you're getting in OJ Mayo. And you rolled the dice because you thought he was worth it. So at some point, if everyone's going to bitch about the Baylor situation and that kid flipping and the Tennessee quarterback flipping, some of it has to come back on the teams having some self-discipline. Because apparently Oregon and a lot of other schools got called by Nico's dad and they were like, no, I'm not doing this crap. So it's tough, but there until we actually figure out some structure here, it's upon the schools to self-regulate. And if they can't do it, that's on them. That's their fault for playing in the gutters.
There was a question regarding this posed by a listener yesterday, which was a good question, and we will ask that question next on The Fan. My proprietary and definitive list of the top five largest U.S. cities discussed in news and pop culture the least.
Is it done?
It is done.
Oh, my goodness.
And it is not just a top five list. I have actually made it a top 10 list.
Oh.
And I will reveal that later in the
program.
Wow,
look at you finishing something for once.
Yeah, and I have the populations here too, because you get points for the more people you have. Yeah. Like there are some smaller, like Jackson, Mississippi, to me, nobody ever talks about Jackson.
People forget it even exists.
Right.
It's a valid
but
point.
It's also, it also only has like 600,000 people.
Yeah. So why would anyone talk about it?
Going to be number one.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's insane. But if you got a million people and no one talks about you now.
Yeah. I'm actually looking here. There are only two cities less than a million. And one of them is a technicality because it's a Metroplex type of place, you know? So anyway. We'll get that later.
I'm excited.
Are you excited for
that? I like that big announcement.
Very big. So this, we were talking about NIL drama. And
I'm
Nico
very confident.
And all this. And stupid BYU stealing kids.
I like that finally we can buy kids. Hey, look at us. Go BYU.
Welcome to the game.
Well, you've always been able to. Now you just choose to.
BYU wasn't willing to play in the muck and the mire.
No.
Get ready for your NCAA show cause in the mail very soon.
There is no more NCAA show causes. You can do whatever you want.
So somebody asked this yesterday, and I thought it was a good question. They said, are we going to start treating college players, are we going to start turning on college players? You know, kids with their hands out, they're asking for a ton without really proving anything.
Yeah.
They're bouncing around the portal.
Yeah, I could see that.
Is it going to be okay to criticize college players now more because they get paid? You know, Dan Lanning is really big on not criticizing his players.
Yes.
He says, you know, you can criticize our collective offense or our collective defense. Certainly criticize me. He can handle that. He does not like it when people criticize individual players. And I understand that sentiment.
Yeah. Singling out individuals is not.
He does
on
not
his,
like that.
Yeah.
No.
But,
by the way, positive or negative, like we'll be on, like, I'll ask him, like, hey, is there someone that stood out in camp? And he's like, I'm not doing that. He does not want to do it. And I, by the way, I think, how about you? I've always felt a little uncomfortable, not trashing, but being overly critical of high school or college kids. I think it's...
But is that changing?
Yes.
Are we shifting?
I think it is.
Because some of the... You know, it's like, it's hard to look at what Nico's doing and apply that to all college kids because they're not all like
that.
No. As a matter of fact, very few.
But at the same time, I do think, at least for me, and again, I'm only speaking for me, I am much more willing to be overly critical of a kid, of his family, now than I ever have been before because you have skin in the game. If you're taking $4 million to go play, I mean, it is no longer, hey, here's a scholarship and good luck for you in the future. No, you are being paid.
Comes with an expectation.
You're being paid to do a job. And once you are paid to do a job and you don't get that job done, we have every right to be critical of you. I've never had a problem being critical of a college coach. So now why would I have a problem being critical of a college quarterback who may be making more than his coach? I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. I think there's varying degrees. I don't think you need to go out and just murder anyone. They're still 18, 19, 20-year-old young men. But yes, I do think the tide is changing. That to me, this has become professional sports. The collegiate athlete has not been an amateur in years, but it is official. The amateurism is dead. That is overdone. Every major D1 player is getting paid. Plain and simple. There is no one anymore in one of the Power Four leagues that is playing for free and just a scholarship.
Would you criticize Michi Johnson? Do you know his story?
Which one was Michi Johnson?
So he's a basketball player. He started at Ohio State, mm-hmm. and he was there for 2 years in 2020 and through 2022.
Is he the flip-flopper? Is that who we're talking about here?
He started at Ohio State. He transferred to South Carolina, and he played there for 2 years. And then he transferred back to Ohio State last year, mm-hmm. and he has now left Ohio State, and he is transferring back to South Carolina.
Oh, God, yeah.
Hoping for a sixth season. Now, he is not, I don't know his NIL situation. Mm-hmm. I think he's a decent player, but so I don't know how that factors in. Yeah. But he's talking about his mental health.
Oh, stop it.
And things like that. And so he wants to get a medical hardship waiver. This would be his sixth season if he gets back there. So he started Ohio State,
yeah.
transferred to South Carolina, transferred to Ohio State, and now is transferring to South Carolina.
Well,
are we critical of that guy?
Yeah, you should be. And you deserve it. And it's going to happen because, dude, I think about all the dumb crap I did and how I wish I could go back and do things differently when I was in college, but it's still the things I did. And now that you are being paid, like if you are a golfer or a tennis player and you turn pro at 18 and you go out and you gack away the Masters, we're going to talk about it. And by the way, some of this stuff that we're talking about isn't even necessarily on-field stuff. This is off. This is just poor judgment. This is poor
decision. Well, they can be getting bad advice.
Exactly. And most of the time, that's what this is. But if a kid is making a decision, and it's a horrible decision, and it's solely based on money, then yes, someone, believe it or not, I hate to do this because I think this dude is kind of a boob, but Cam Newton, of all people, shocking, he has a podcast. I forget what it's called. But there was like a 10-minute clip today, and I got through about half of it, and then I kind of had to turn it off. Because no matter what, Cam will make it about Cam being great.
No way.
Yeah. But he had a really, really good point in the little clip that I...
That would be Funky Friday.
Yeah, Funky Friday.
Cam Newton.
He's just...
He must record on Friday.
He must be... He might be the most insufferable person in all of sports. But...
Ooh, that's a bold statement.
It's a bold statement.
New Seggy.
But
Clay Travis.
He had a really good one, and he said, these kids need to realize, and he goes, this, I would tell anyone this, and I was like, dude, he should go around and talk to them. He said, this is not forever money. It seems like forever money now, because it's more money than you've ever seen, but he goes, this is not forever money. This is right now money. And for some of you, the right now money can set you up for later. But no one is going to live forever off of this money. You're 18, 19 years old. You put a couple $1 million, it's going to get you a huge head start on life. And for the ones that do go on and play, the real money comes after that. And I thought he had a great point too. He said, I don't have a single dollar, say, from when I was 24 and 25 years old. He goes, that money is spent. He goes, now I have millions from when I was 30. And he said, for these big spenders, he goes, yeah, you're making $2.5 million. You will spend it. You are not going to save that money. You will spend it. And you got to get rid of the mentality of this is forever money. This is money that is used to set up a life and hopefully the future of you. Or he said, for the guys like Nico, you need to be using this money to make your life comfortable now, but put you in a good spot that's going to get you to the forever money, which is the NFL. And too many of these kids right now are simply chasing right now money, and they're going to make really, really poor decisions based on what in the long run is not going to be life-changing money. It's if you're making $2.5 million, $3.5 million, that $1 million difference is not life-changing money, especially when it means ripping your career apart, ruining your reputation, and probably setting you back going to a worse program.
I don't know that I mean, I see what he's saying. But you don't have to spend it. I mean, it can really tee you up. You know, I think he's just talking about his own personal experience.
I think he's talking about a lot of these kids.
Well, I think he's assuming that a lot of the kids are like him, which he's probably right.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that's good advice. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I think
the advice should be. I get his point. I see what he's saying, but I think his point should be the opposite. Don't let it be.
Yeah,
that you spend it all.
But for the vast majority of these kids, let's say you get $750,000 a year for which, by the way, is a good chunk of money. But if you get $750,000, you do that for 2 or 3 years. Okay. You pay your taxes, you pay your agent. That is not retirement money.
No, and that's what he's, two different.
And that's what he's saying.
Right.
It is
well,
not
that's a different thing than you said before. Well, no. There's two different things there.
No.
One is you're not going to retire on this money.
Yes, it's not.
The other
money.
Is you're going to spend this money. You don't have to spend this money.
He said basically a two-pronged thing. One, it's not enough to be forever.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, he's saying this money will not be like it will not sustain you forever. You're too young. Yeah. He said it can set you
up.
But
it can tee you up, though.
Yes. And then the other one that he said is knowing a lot of these kids, they will burn through it. You spend. Dan Lanning was on Bustin' with the Boys. I was listening to that. And Lanning said, yeah. He goes,
we have a bunch of those clips.
He
by
said,
the way,
yeah. He said, sometimes we have to go talk to guys. And he goes, yeah, if a kid makes a bunch of money and he goes and buys the $200,000 car, it's a terrible idea. The worst thing when you see a college kid with a Lamborghini, I can't think of a dumber purchase for a 20-year-old college kid than a Lamborghini, but it's his money. And that's the sort of stuff that they're talking about. It's not everyone will do it, but a lot of these kids. When Carson Beck signed his big deal to go down to Miami, dude, he's living in a $2 million home that he's probably renting. I don't want to even know what the rent is on that. And what do you have? Three separate $150,000 cars in his driveway? That's the sort of stuff that Camp's talking about that...
No, I get it. I just think he could be better served if he would go out there, like you said,
yeah.
You know, go be a part of the solution to that. Go teach kids. What did you do with that money you got in your 30s?
Yeah.
You know, tell them, hey, here are practical ways to avoid that pitfall.
Yeah.
And I think that would be really helpful. I just don't think anybody's doing that for any of these kids.
Well,
really.
I will say at least Lanning said that they spend a lot of time on financial literacy. Because part of this, now that these kids are getting paid, especially to a school like Oregon, everyone's getting paid. Kudos to them for actually trying to help. Because ultimately, it's that kid's decision. I hate the argument. No argument pisses me off more than these kids can't handle the money, therefore they shouldn't get it. F you. It's not you to decide.
I agree with that.
You know, that kid at 19, if he earns $5 million, you don't get to tell him that he doesn't deserve the $5 million. Horse crap. If he wants to piss that $5 million away, God bless America, that's what he has the right to do. But I would hope that everyone, from the coach to the athletic director to to his dad to everyone, is trying their best to sit down with kids and tell them, don't buy the Lamborghini. Don't rent the $20,000 a month house. You can have a nice car, you can stay in a nice place, but again, I just go back to what the Cam thing that just rings me. It's not forever money. It's not.
No, I feel like this is a good opportunity for guys like Cam, or maybe just through sports, to help educate. You know, we always talk about, you know, everybody in, like when you're trying to build something, everybody starts from a different starting point, right?
Yeah.
Depending on your, a lot of times it's race.
Yeah.
Where you're born,
yep.
Your education level, what community you're in. And I feel like if that's a problem, the sort of financial literacy is a problem in some poorer areas, sports can be a conduit to help fix that.
Yeah.
Like, this is actually a practical solution to helping that problem.
Yeah.
So I would rather see a guy like Cam, instead of sitting and just talking about it on a podcast, getting out there and helping some of these guys, you know?
Yeah. Well, and
others like him.
Yeah. I would hope that, I mean, I know the NFL tries this, to do the rookie symposium. They have people that come in. It's just, it's hard to get 19-year-old millionaires to pay attention. And that's just the reality of it. But it certainly doesn't mean that they don't deserve this money.
All right, coming up next. Oh my God, we've made it to In the News.
Hey, look at us.
It's the Nazi Power Hour.
Who would have thunk?
Not me. We get dead bodies floating everywhere.
That's not good. We don't like that.
And how many people are homeless in Portland? The definitive number. Next, here's Buck. Bodies fall out of Hershes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It is April 16, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted and handsome newsman. Thank you. I'm teed up today. I'm listening to...
You're all high teed?
Yeah, bro. I'm listening to...
Is that Team America World, please?
Tame. And I got my hat on backwards.
You do. Yeah. Every now and then you do go hat on backwards, and it always throws me for a loop. It's like when Buck doesn't wear a hat.
Well, it's technically not on backwards. I mean, it is.
What do you mean? It literally is the definition of being on backwards.
Well, I know, but I don't wear it on backwards, like on purpose, really. It, like, I had it forward when I'm out and about today, but I just flipped it around because I'm cool. You know what I'm saying?
I'm still confused about
why
that.
Well, I think that when you start out with your hat forwards and then you turn it backwards, I think that's different than wearing it backwards on purpose all day. Yeah, I think it's two different things.
I'm not sure I follow it, but okay. It's like Stallone in Over the Top, where he turns his hat around. That means it's serious business.
It's like happy hour. It's like casual. Whereas before, it was very forward and very low, which means I mean business. I was working.
So it's like a mullet. When it's in the front, it's serious. Then you turn it around, and now you're ready.
And
to
now
party.
I'm ready to party. Right. And that's why I did it for the show. I'm ready to party on the show today.
Let's do it.
Well, we already are. Although Buckley just left.
Yeah.
Do you think he has the Rhea?
It's possible.
Where did he go?
I don't know why else he would run away. Normally, if I see him flee without saying anything, that usually is probably a case of he's got a case of the trots.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is something that will get me every time, Jason.
What do you
every
got?
Time. I am a sucker for Eggs Benedict.
Oh, really?
It is National Eggs Benedict Day.
I don't mind a good Eggs Benedict. I wouldn't say it gets me every time, but you can rope me in.
Absolutely every time. Mm.
Maybe throw do you need something else? Like, whatever. Like, if you give me an Eggs Benedict corned beef hash.
Now, you mean like a starch? You want like starch with it?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Something else? Like, well, like toast?
Yeah, I need something like a...
Do you need potatoes?
I don't need the Eggs Benedict just on its own. It's a nice starter, but it doesn't
it a starter?
It doesn't stand on its own for me.
Oh wow, it does for me. Gets me every time. It is also National Bean Counters Day, so shout out to all you bean counters out there.
Mm. What is it?
Well, it's like a...
like an accountant?
Well, that's actually a good question. What actually is a bean counter? I don't think of all accountants as bean counters, but I do think of some accountants as bean counters. Mm. Like maybe a corporate accountant, you know, yeah, with his khaki pants.
If you said bean counter, I just assume that you're a guy that works with numbers.
Yeah, but if you're an accountant for the mob, I don't think you're a bean counter.
You know, so the term bean counter is usually or usually isn't used in the nicest of ways. It's often used to describe someone who takes a love of tracking numbers and pennies too far.
Right.
Nerd.
Yeah, the bean counter.
A little
counter.
Bit of a tightwad, maybe?
We have a lot of bean counters at Odyssey.
I need baby Billy. But get out of here, nerd. I got time for your nonsense.
Beginning tomorrow, we will have 8 p.m. or later sunsets.
Oh, that's always nice. I love a good late sunset. Because we get out so late from
from the program.
The 9 to 5, the grind here. Should we say the 3
to
7.
3 to 7 grind. It's the new 9 to 5.
It is. It's nice when you get home. Maybe you squeeze in, like for, you know, maybe you got a late night round or... I just like sitting in the yard, you know, maybe, you know, you light up a cigar or something. It's nice.
Deputies recovered a body from the Multnomah Channel on Tuesday. Mm. At least the second such grim discovery around Portland's waterways in as many days.
Well, we never found the kayaker, though, right?
No.
So actually, there's three bodies.
But we don't know where his body is. Where do you think his body is? Isn't that weird how you kind of know where someone...
Downriver. It got stuck under a log or something.
Yeah, like way under there?
Yeah.
Way down under there?
Yeah, the currents get you.
With the pythons?
They suck you under, and then you get stuck on something.
Bodies fall out of Hirsch's.
Well, you ever been fishing? You know, your line gets stuck on the bottom of something? Well,
I haven't.
This is just a case of... eventually, something will kick it loose, and unfortunately, someone will be down there, and it'll come floating up.
The Multnomah County Sheriff's Office confirmed that the resident of a houseboat near the Wapato Bridge on Savi Island reported spotting a body... floating in the channel, River Patrol deputies were dispatched to recover it and deliver it to the county medical examiner's office for ID and to determine cause of death.
That's no good. Imagine just cruising along and you see a body floating there.
I know.
I hate to do that, but the two things that I think about that are very morbid, every time I'm going across the 205 bridge, which I do every day, and I see the planes landing, I always think to myself, oh my God, what if that goes down right now? And whenever I like cruise along a body of water, I always think, what if I just saw... Same thing in the woods. I always have that thought of, what if there's a body just...
Yeah.
It's always in my... I've watched too many like Dateline NBC sort of situations.
On Sunday, deputies recovered another body from the Willamette River near Swan Island.
Yeah.
But there were likewise few details immediately available.
So we're just finding bodies now.
Yeah. Right. I always think it's like homeless guy, you know?
Yeah, probably.
Or drug guy.
Well, because... I mean, I hate to do this, but if it was just like a regular, you know, guy, there'd be details. Names get released.
Right. Like or people, somebody's looking for them.
Yeah, like the kayaker guy. We knew the kayaker guy immediately. You know, the family was like, oh, yeah, this guy, he's missing. But when it's just like an anonymous guy, you kind of assume it's probably a homeless guy or someone that's got a bit of a drug problem.
How many homeless people are in Portland?
That is a good question.
We will find out next on The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I saw your most favorite Kansas player of all time is coming back for another year and entering the transfer portal.
What?
Hunter Dickinson is...
You said I got ball sacked when I reported that on April Fools.
That's ball sacked?
Yeah, he's done.
Oh, okay.
He's been around for like
not the only
years.
One getting ball sacked
yeah,
around here.
I thought I saw where he was applying to get another year.
I may have incorrectly shared that with you.
At this point, was that where I got it from?
April Fool's Day, maybe? Yeah.
Buckley was fooled by that on April Fool's Day. Mm.
I got ball sacked by Buckley.
I wasn't fooled by it. I believed it because it seemed reasonable for him.
Multnomah County officials released a detailed data dashboard. I love a good data dashboard.
Well, who doesn't? Take that for data dashboards.
That captures the size, demographics, and housing status of the area's constantly fluctuating homeless population for the first time.
I don't even know how you...
I don't know either.
How you even go about something like that. I'm doubting that the homeless are really good about taking the census.
Well, they're saying this is much more comprehensive than the old numbers that we used to report to the people.
Why not?
But according to the new data...
Mm-hmm. And the dashboard. Let's not forget about
and
that.
And the data dashboard. The new data on the data dashboard.
There you go.
There are, in Portland, in February, there were... 14,864 homeless people.
Can I make a confession?
That's a lot of people.
I have no idea what that number means.
That's a lot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Compared to what?
Well, 6,000.
Well, I mean, at one point, were we at 20? Were we at 5? What were we pre-
Well, they estimated... Okay, so that number is 3,000 more than the county estimated in January of 2024. So either it's risen by a S-ton or they just under estimated.
Yeah, so that's my
estimated.
That's the part I don't fully understand.
They're trying to improve their data collection.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, has it always been around this? Did we just now, we because of the dashboard, now we have an accurate number? 14,000 is a lot.
They're saying that that number represents a big increase in their ability to find people who are homeless. In other words, they're just more comprehensive, is what they're saying.
Okay. So again, we're not going to do anything with that number. Now we just know.
Yeah.
There's 14,000.
That's right.
Do we have like a goal to get it down to like 11,000? Do we have a goal to get it down to 9?
It's complicated, Jace.
Complicated. The dashboard only goes so far. I always thought, can we start by just separating the people that... This is going to sound...
Who want to be homeless and people
That's going to sound terrible. Because I'm not saying that like...
No, I know what you mean. There's a lot of people out there who don't...
Who do not have an interest in changing their status.
That's correct.
If you got together with me and the wonderful city council we have now, besides implementing my Bon Voyage program, which, hello, I'm waiting to talk about it, we really should start. If you tried to start somewhere, I would just say we draw a line for the people that are actually willing to take steps and say, if we give you resources, are you willing to put some effort in? We are going to help you get off the streets. Versus the people that have serious health problems or just are not interested in following any sort of protocol and they just want to do what they want to do. I would think that that may be a decent place to start chipping away at that number. Because wouldn't it be better to actually spend the resources on the people that are interested in being helped as opposed to the people that are going to be the toughest cases?
Here's the situation.
Spend your resources and allocate them smarter.
For those asking, that's about 2.1% of the Portland city population.
Okay.
Not the metro area, which is much greater.
Yes.
But we also, this is just a Portland number in the data dashboard.
But does it seem like that's a reasonable step?
No one wants to hear from you, Jason.
No one. We can't have...
Shut your pie hole.
We can't have reasonable...
It's complicated,
things.
Okay?
Is it that complicated?
Okay.
Practical steps? I told you, you dumb bitch!
Well, we got a new mayor. That's his job.
Yeah. Except, like, he doesn't really get to make the decision anymore, right?
Well, he oversees all of those people. Mm. All the dweebs up there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, talk to me.
You want to be homeless, Czar?
No!
How much would it take, salary-wise, for you to become Portland's homeless czar? You know how they have like the rat czar in New York City? There's a woman in charge of eliminating the rat problem.
I would honestly, and I'm being dead serious on this, it would not be an astronomical number. And I understand that that may be frustrating. I would like to take a crack. I think I'm a rational human being, and I would like to see if you put a rational human being that didn't care about like people coming at you and being all pissy at you, but actually tried to make a difference. I know it's hard, but it's hard for me to process that there isn't a better way to go about this.
Should talk to Tear Gas Teddy.
I guess.
See what he says.
Well, I know that
he's a rational guy.
I just know there is. I just really think that we're trying to help everybody. And some people, and this is going to sound really insensitive, you can't help them. You just can't. So, stop. Focus on the people that you can help. Everyone's drowning, but there's some people that can be saved.
These special interest groups aren't going to like you, Jace.
No, they won't. They will not.
Got to help everyone.
Yeah. Well, that's my first thing.
Those are the ones that need the most help.
Yeah. My first agenda, my first meeting point is you can't help everyone, and we're going to lose some people.
And you're fired.
You can only really serve one ass.
At least around here, you're fired. You go to Idaho, they're like, yeah!
Let's talk about it. America, yeah!
That is in the news here on 1080 The Fan, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Is that right?
Yeah, advocateslaw.com.
I have too much tea today.
Yeah. Well, you might want to turn your hat around. If you turn your hat around, I think it'll
well, that means I mean business, and I don't.
It'll lower your tea.
Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.